Even so, it is not the will of your Father, which is in heaven, that one of these little ones should perish.
That one of these little ones should perish. Thank you. The 12th verse, amen, says, how think ye? What you think? If a man own, amen, 100 sheep, and one of them go astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountain and seeketh that which is gone astray? In other words, do you think that if you have one that has went the wrong way, you got one that's about to fall off the cliff to a critical point or a situation beyond which something bad or undesirable is about to happen, that God is not going to leave and come and get that one and leave the 99, amen, the ones that are doing the right thing, the ones that are paying attention to what his words say, the ones that are doing everything that he say with all that's within them? He has one that has gone astray. What kind of parent, amen, you think about you as a natural parent, that one, you got one that's just gone astray, that you ain't going to reach out to try to help them as much as you can. You're not going to try to stir them back into the right direction, amen. You're not going to just let them go, amen, without trying. At some point, you're going to try. You may come to the point that you get tired of trying. You may come to that point. Pastor Joker just ain't learning.
Come on, sir.
You may come to that point, but you're going to try to avoid any one of your children getting in trouble.
Yes, Lord.
God is saying, amen, what do you think that I'm not going to leave this 99 and go get the one that is lost? I'm going to go get the one that has wandered away. And I think about that. You have sheep that is wandering away. Sheep that are just out there just wandering all by themselves, ain't got no kind of direction. Everything goes. Ain't got no kind of guidance anymore. And no one go after them. And a lot of times because of how we personally feel or because of something personal took place, but how can you let a sheep that's a sheep go astray and not at least go after them? And then the word goes on to say, amen, that he rejoices more for that sheep than the 99 which did not go astray. Why? Because he turned himself around. He was able to go get him. Was able to bring him back. Was able to rejoice even more. The 99 is okay. The 99 is doing well. You think about it in the classroom. You have a bunch of students that's doing well. You have one that's not doing so well. Requires a little bit more attention. Sometimes they require, amen, some of the ones that are doing good to even assist them. Why? Because they're doing okay. They don't need it. They're self-sufficient. They're not going down the wrong path. They're not about to approach a cliff and something is about to happen. But God is saying right here in his word, amen, amen, that he's going to leave the 99 and go get the one. Then it said, amen, that he rejoices even the more over that sheep. Amen. 13th verse, and if so be it you find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoices more of that sheep than the 99 that went not astray. 14th, even so it be not the will of the Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. He don't want any of us to perish. God desire, amen, for every one of us to make it in.
Amen, sir.
He has provided a way, amen, for each and every one of us to make it in.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our bishop's message today and were truly blessed. For a copy of today's message, you can call 337-238-0314 or visit our website at www.churchofjesuschristhop.org. Come worship with God's great body of people. Our Bible study is Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Our worship service is Friday at 7:30 p.m. Our Sabbath school is Saturday at 10 a.m. And Sabbath service is Saturday at 1 p.m. Praise be to God, to our founder, Bishop Albert Mulberry, and our pastor, Annie Mulberry. Be blessed in Jesus' name until we meet again this same time next week.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15 to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
Yes, he did. amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see. Jesus, now I'm found, was blind, through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come, so many dangers, so many snares. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing me. It was grace, nothing but grace. Seated. And that same grace gonna lead me. Father, we thank you right now so much for your grace and your mercy. As we praise you today, Lord, we say thank you for all the things that you've done for us. And like the deacon says, we thank you for fatherhood, for the privilege of being called a father. Lord, we realize that that privilege brings responsibility. We ask that you continue to bless us. As we listen at this word today, Lord, we ask that something is said that will draw men, women, boys and girls, fathers and mothers to you and not drive them away. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We all say amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Giving honor to the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, our pastor emeritus, Dr. Huey Lawson, who is a great father in his own right. Reverend Rodney Lonix to my left, who I say congratulations to, because the city of Pineville, through his efforts, he and his crew, he supervises a crew, have once again, I live in Pineville, by the way, once again, claimed or reclaimed, I should say, cleanest city. Amen. So they all get the glory and get to stand up and get the plaques, but I know that Reverend Lonix and his crew worked diligently. How many years, Rev? How many? 20. Been doing that for 20 years. Amen. Pineville is pretty clean. I'm glad they didn't see my yard because I didn't cut it this week, so. But, amen. To Minister Cindy Humphrey, who is going to let me know when she feels good enough to stand up here and proclaim the word. Amen. Amen. Reverend Lonix is going to do this next week, but I don't want to make her uncomfortable. But she's ready mentally and spiritually. She just wants to make sure she can tolerate it physically. Amen. Happy Father's Day to everybody here. Amen. Amen. I can hear the buzz to my right, so I know there's a lot going on, and I will not endeavor to keep you from it too long. First Lady wants me to mention to you all that there will be food for everybody. I guess they might feed us first, but there's going to be food for everybody, so I don't think that you can't eat because you're not a dad, so. We all gonna chow down, amen. I'm so tired of crackers, I don't know what to do.
I'm on a diet. My doctor got me eating them crackers. Man, I ain't gonna eat no crackers today. Proverbs, fourth chapter. Proverbs, fourth chapter. Just a little while, and we'll let this go and move on to our Lord's Supper, which is our duty for today. Fourth chapter of the book of Proverbs. You heard this before. This is how it reads. Hear ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. For a subject we use a little while today, the father's instruction. Now, I know our scripture said the instruction of a father, but I'll let you know the difference in a little bit. The father's instruction. Amen. Because a father could be any one of us, but the father is God. Amen. 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 Proverbs was written by Solomon, whose dad, David, didn't always instruct him properly. Amen. David had his misgivings. Amen, Bible scholars. Some of those he passed on to Solomon. Amen. But there are no perfect earthly fathers. None of us are perfect. We try hard. We do our best. But there are no perfect earthly fathers. Ephesians 6 and 4 says, we shouldn't even make our children angry. Amen. So I know I've flunked right there. Amen. I know I'm not perfect because I know I've made my children angry. So that lets me know that there's no perfect earthly fathers. You see, God instructs us the right way, but he knows that we'll get it wrong sometimes. Amen? When fathers instruct their children, the instructions should be clear. Amen. Children ought to be able to understand what dad is telling them to do. When fathers instruct their children, the reasoning should be sound. Huh? It should be a reason, because they're going to ask you why, daddy. And you got to be ready. You got to have sound reasoning to back up your instruction. Amen. Because they want to know why they're doing what you want them to do. Amen. When fathers instruct their children, there should be a benefit to listening to daddy. Huh? We ought to have enough credibility for our children to know that this is right, what dad is telling me. Can I get a witness? You see, David, like I said before, was Solomon's father. Solomon was father to his own sons, but he faltered every now and then. Amen. You see, we falter every now and then. Some of us more than others, but we all falter every now and then. But a father's instruction is not the father's instruction. God knows what to say. God knows when to say it. God knows how to say it. He speaks not only verbally, but visually and veracibly. He speaks with the power of thunder. Amen. And right when you need to hear him, all you got to do is listen up. Amen. He'll be there for you. Now, we all tell stories about our dads. Some good, some bad. I got a few myself. I'm sure my children have a few about me. Amen. But some events in our childhood were misunderstood, because sometimes as children, we don't have the maturity to understand and grasp what's going on. When I was 11 years old, I thought my daddy had abandoned the family. Just took off and went to Texas for about 4 months. I didn't realize that he lost his job at the lumber mill, and he had to go to Texas to work. Amen. And when he got his job back, when the layoff ended, he came back. But with my little child mind, I thought my daddy had left. Amen. But didn't realize that he was sending checks back every week to my mother to sustain us until he could come back home. But sometimes we fathers are guilty of not explaining fully what's happening. But then again, sometimes children don't need to know everything. We need to be able to tell our children what they should know and the things that's too advanced for them to understand. And we don't want them to be worried about anything but being children. Some fathers talk to their children about too many grown-up things. Can I get a witness? Amen. Your children ain't got no business knowing what's going on in the personal life of you and their mother. Amen. They should be able to reveal you as mom and daddy. And that's it. But like Solomon said, a father wants his children to pay attention. But the father wants his children to live forever. Proverbs 11 and 30 says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and the one who is wise saves lives. Let's go over these scriptures again, and we'll get rid of this thing. 4:1 says again, hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. You see, David had more than one son, but Solomon was the one who recorded this particular passage. Solomon was most probably his most famous son. But God, being the father, gives wisdom to all of the world, to all of us, fathers and mothers alike. God is the father. There's no father greater than God. 4:2 says, for I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. Listen, if we forsake earthly teachings from our fathers, there can be a consequence. Amen. I've gotten many consequences myself. Amen. Because I didn't listen at my dad. Amen. When I was a little boy, I got many whippings. Yes, I was bad. But when my mother told me, I'm going to tell your daddy when he gets home, then I was in fear for the rest of the day. Now, I'm not advocating children being afraid of their daddy. Amen. But you ought to be afraid of doing wrong. Amen. And my daddy didn't whip me much. My mother did most of the whipping. But when he did, he made up for all of the other times that he didn't. God wants fathers to be there for their children. But we don't want to show our children one thing and tell them something else. Can I get a witness? That's not what they mean when they say show and tell. Can I get a witness? Your children see what you're doing. You don't have to tell them. They can see it. And then we have the nerve sometimes to tell our children what not to do. Don't do this and don't do that. Amen. And they're sitting across the room watching us do everything that we've told them not to do. But that's the difference between a father and the father. 4:3 says, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. Listen, sometimes we fathers, we fall short of the mark. Amen. And mama has to take up where we leave off sometimes. Solomon says, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. God knows that fathers sometimes... we get a hankering and a wild notion to do crazy things. Amen. And mama has to take up the slack until we either get some sense, amen, or get tired of doing whatever we're doing outside of the home. But that's not the way it's supposed to be with a father, and the father wants us all to do better. Can I get a witness? I heard Myron talk about prodigal fathers. Amen. Some of us dads are prodigal fathers. And because our children see us maybe on Sunday and Monday through Saturday, they may not even know where we are. Amen. But that's the difference between a father and the father. Yes. 4:4 says this, he taught me also, said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments. Yes. Listen, you ought to be able to listen to your dad. Yes. But fathers, we ought to be worthy of that attention. We ought to have, like I said before, enough credibility for our children to know if we listen to daddy, he's going to give us some sound wisdom. You know, Solomon speaks of keeping commandments, but I think this verse parallels to God's commandments, tempered by his son, Jesus. Can I get a witness? And speaking of Jesus, the main difference between a father and the father is the fact that a father wouldn't give up his son to save a sinful world. Can I get a witness? But the father did just that. He gave up his baby boy to be bum-wrapped from judgment hall to judgment hall. Marched up an old dusty hill to a place called Calvary, hung out on a cross. And not only that, but I don't know if any earthly fathers could forgive the very ones that were killing his son. But the father did that very thing. Can I get a witness? Jesus said while he was dying on the cross, Father, Father, oh Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing. Can I get a witness? They don't know that the one that they're placing a thorny crown on came to save their soul. They don't know that the one that they gave vinegar to instead of water is giving them everlasting life.